give you a rough idea of the electronically amplified, improved chromatic, ambidextrous, arm and hammer, wall bearing, double action, 31 string zithern. I'm doing this down in the basement, and the furnace just kicked off, so there might be some background noise there. I'm not sure, but anyway, when I was putting in 43 happy hours a week at the Snoot Flute Bazaar, I was able to handle the other chores of Bunad business and stuff like that. But now that I have those extra 43 hours in each week, I never seem to get caught up. For one thing, we have a silly schedule here. I usually get up around, maybe from 7 till 10. And by the time I get cleaned up and ready to go out, it's time to eat rather than to go out. Then we watch As the World Turns, wait for the mailman, see what he brings us. And if I have any scooting around to do, the post office or stuff like that, I get that done and then come home. I have a few lessons. When they show up, that shoots away another hour or so, and then supper time. We hear all of the newscasts, ABC, CBS, and then the local news while we're eating, and by that time, I start getting drowsy, and I crawl in the sack for maybe an hour or so, and then we're back. I am up, bright, and fresh again, and I'm good for all night. I get to bed anywhere between 3:30 and 5, but I seem to thrive on that. At the night work, of course, I'm playing my typewriter a lot. The Bunad business is doing rather well. We've sold over 38,000 of them so far. That is improved number 7. Pardon me. But this time of the year, the registration cards from the Christmas endowments by key personnel out in the field, the registration cards start coming back from those grateful recipients, and each one is acknowledged with a personal letter. And when I get all the registration cards done, I either come down and honk on the zither for a while. That's what I've been doing lately since I got my electric pickup just last week. And then if I'm real ambitious, I might make it to the post office and then go to the, we have a 24-hour supermarket here, and I do most of my shopping there. There's not much of a, no problem waiting in line there. I ran into a line out at a Temple, which is a kind of a Kmart store, today. And they had a four-page ad in yesterday's the Register, Des Moines Register, for all of the Temple stores, or Target stores it is, and the place was just mobbed. I had to wait at least, 30 minutes after I got in line before I could get anybody to take my money. But when you shop at 2:30 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't seem to run into those kind of crowds. See, up until 2 o'clock, they sell beer, and all the kids are in then, so it's safer to go after 2 o'clock. The pretty rough bunch around here, punks, but been lucky so far. The only thing that's happened to me, I got my tail light kicked out by a kid. But outside of that, I've been pretty lucky that way. Well, the furnace stopped again, so maybe we don't have the background noise. Of course, that might be more interesting than what I've been saying or what I've been playing, for that matter. But I'd like to wish you all a very happy New Year, and let me hear from you. Let me have a report on the zithern. So rather than bore you, I don't know any more tunes, and I can't think of any more to say, so I think I better sign off now, and you've got some nice choice blank tape here from here on. So goodbye, you all.